You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Here we go again. Yes, it's the beginning. It seems to come round rather quickly, doesn't it? It seems to come round quicker than Friday. It is the beginning of another week. It is the 28th of March. It is a Monday. Great to be with you. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. A few things relevant to the world of entertainment for this Monday morning. Back in the year 1939, Hal Kemp and his orchestra recorded a thing called Three Little Fishes. I remember my mother singing that to me. In 1967, Raymond Burr starred in a TV movie. This was entitled Ironside. I don't know if you remember that. And it was later turned into a television series. Did very well as well. And last but not least, in 1969, Joe Cocker played his first American concert.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Turn it on, tune it in, we'll cop out around about 10, but even then, stay tuned. That's it. That was the debut single from Norman Cook's Acid Jazz Group called Freak Cat Power, and released in October, originally of 1993. Those smooth baritone vocals, by the way, that's the lead singer, Ashley Slater. The song originally charted at number 29 in the United Kingdom. However, 2 years later, it was used in a popular Levi's advertisement called Taxi and was re-released on the 6th of March. This time, it got to number 3.
Jerry D.
There we go, two in a row. The first of those two is Freddie Mercury, and let's turn it on, following on, of course, from Turn On, Tune In, and Cop Out. And that last one, Aha, of course, and Take On Me, going back to the year, 1984, October 1984, when they released that one. I remember the video for it. It was absolutely brilliant. It was like sort of half real, half sketch. And what have we got for you this morning? It is a breakfast show. It is a Monday morning. I've got plenty of great music going right through till 10. But my guest in the last hour this morning, it's going to be good to welcome back to the studio. He pops in when he's here, when he can. That's George Scribner, artist extraordinaire, who worked is with Disney. He worked for them for many, many years as an administrator and animator. But he was here in Panama many, many, many times. There's a lot of paintings of Panama. And also a lot of workshops. Well, he's going to be with me in the last hour of this morning's program. So it's all happening here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM. What we're going to do right now, we're going to put you in the shower. Time is around about 20 seconds away from 15 after the hour of 6 o'clock. So are you ready for this? I tell you, good one in the shower this morning. You can both sing along with this one. Stars on 45.
Play. The winner takes it all. The loser is standing small.
there goes Stars on 45 and their ABBA mix for you there. And that's Borders 2, 19 and a half minutes after 6. And for you too, there we go, get out of the shower and off on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning, this Monday morning, all right? And let me see, what have we got lined up for you apart from our guest, George, in the last hour? Usual bits and pieces, half of the hour. Well, that's about right, isn't it? Half past the hour of 6 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines. We'll look at in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And don't forget, we've got some international news for you at 7 o'clock, 7.30, some international business news for you. And in between the two, we'll look at the weather. Cineproc have got a warning out, by the way, going through till the 30th of March. We've got a cold front coming through. And looking out the studio window, it's miserable. Summer's gone, isn't it? Left us, deserted us. Oh, shame on them. That, boys and girls, is Lilia Ford and Kiss Me Deadly. Breakfast Show time, 24 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
Ooh, baby, do you know that's where? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven.
There we go. That's Belinda Carlisle and Heaven is a Place on Earth. Doesn't seem like it sometimes, does it? Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us on this morning show to take a look at some of the local news, some of the headlines. We'll be looking at these in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The Ministry of Health reported on Sunday that in the last 24 hours there were 2,550 active cases of, this is of COVID-19, 203 new infections and zero deaths have been reported. Total number of deaths now is 8,164. This is adding one that occurred on a previous date. To detect the new cases, 5,113 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 4%. Now, the total number of active cases is divided into 2,450 in home isolation and 100 in the hospital hotels. Or sorry, they're actually in hospital 100. Those in isolation are 2,425 who are at home, and there are 25 in those so-called hospital hotels. Now, hospitalized are 89 patients in the wards, and there are 11 in the ICU units. The President of the Republic of Panama, Laurentino Cortizo, invited carriers to continue the dialogue with the government before taking action to stop the provision of the service. What I recommend is to dialogue and seek solutions that benefit everyone, not just one sector, he said. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has brought consequences on the issue of fuel, grains, fertilizers, added Cortizo. He recalled that a pandemic is still underway and an economic recovery process is beginning, which does not reach the levels of 2019. The ruling, yes, we're back to that. The ruling on March the 22nd by the magistrates of the Electoral Court, Tribunal Electoral, Alfredo Junca and Heriberto Arruz, who maintain the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli, on the basis that the principle of speciality had not been respected, implies a clear excess of functions of these officials in light of the Constitution. The decision of the majority of the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral to deny the lifting of Martinelli's criminal electoral jurisdiction essentially has but one effect, quote, to paralyze the judicial proceedings against Martinelli. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, said that he respected the decision adopted by the Tribunal Electoral, an entity that decided to maintain criminal electoral jurisdiction for former President Ricardo Martinelli. This despite the fact that the former president is charged in two open processes, the payment of bribes by Odebrecht and the alleged use of public funds to acquire Editoria Panama America S.A. In a statement, the Alianza Ciudadana Pro Justicia rejected an invocation of the principle of speciality as a pretext to avoid the action of justice, especially when the diplomatic authorities of the requested state have already informed that there is no such principle applicable to said process. We denounce the irresponsible way in which the magistrates of the Electoral Tribunal, Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Juncker, have weakened the action of criminal justice and have allowed the Electoral Tribunal to become a safe conduct for corruption, said the organization. A study by the Association of Directors of Panama, the ADP, reveals that the number of women on the boards of directors of companies and public entities required by law 56 of 2017 has grown in recent years, but also that there is still a majority breach. By 2020, according to the norm, at least 30% of the members of the directives had to be women, but as of November of 2021, the quota of female participation was 22.5%. Three international exhibitions held this last week in the country recorded transactions in the order of $127.7 million. These are Expo Comma, Expo Logistica, and Expo Turismo 2022, the events of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, which were held in the new Amador Convention Center. We can proudly say that Panama is the ideal place to grow, strengthen business, and promote opportunities among the business sectors of all countries, said José Ramón Icaza, president of the CCIAP. As I mentioned earlier on, the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, reported that it maintains a surveillance warning due to the approach of a frontal cold front with slow movement in the region, in the central region of the Caribbean basin of the country. Now, among the areas under surveillance are Darien, Colón, Bunayala region, East North Panama, Veraguas, Coclé, North and West Panama, Nagabe Bugli region, and the highlands of Chiriquí. Now, these atmospheric conditions will cause instability in most of the Panamanian isthmus, generating rain and electrical activity. In other words, thunderstorms, the entity warned in a statement. The notice is effective until the 30th of March. So there you are. Summer's gone. Make sure you've got your paraguas. Anything you need to keep yourself dry. Time-wise on The Breakfast Show, we are 23 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. Yeah.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
One, two, three, four.
In a row, started off with Kim Mazel and Got to Get You Back, and Billy Joel there, and A Matter of Trust. That's why you got to get it back. Alright, time on the breakfast show, 16 minutes, that's before the 7 o'clock. Great to be with you this morning. It is a Monday morning. We're 16 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to be with you till 10. Remember, last hour today, my guest is artist extraordinaire, and that's George Scribner. He's going to be joining us later on this morning. I was just looking at some of the things in the world of tech, and The Insider, which is one of the blogs that I read, says Elon Musk talks war, space travel and loneliness in a new interview. This is done by Insider. The one here says Musk's biggest fear, says when asked about his biggest fear, Musk responded with three essential threats religious extremism, a decline in the birth rate, and artificial intelligence going wrong. Now, apparently, there's all that goes on. Death wasn't one of the things that he fears. I don't think too many of us, you know, fear death. I mean, it's inevitable. There's not much we can do about it, is there?
Many years ago is when it all began. You found a home in the palm of my hands. The minute I held you to my chest, I knew I found the only one for me. Such a beautiful sound. Sing for me, my darling. Won't you sing it for me? Such a beautiful sound. Sing for me, my darling. Won't you sing?
There we go. That's a gentleman. His name is Tom Gregory, and it was called Fingertips. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and breezy on this Monday morning. And also to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. He drops a little note, and he said, morning, Jerry. And you asked if I could play a piece of music for you. Could you please play Sunshine of Your Love by Cream? What else goes in your coffee? I tell you what, they were a super group at the time and they didn't even know it. They were formed back in 1966 in London. That's The Cream. And it consisted of bassist Jack Bruce, guitarist Eric Clapton and drummer Ginger Baker. Doesn't get better than that, does it? Sunshine of Your Love, that was a 1967 release by Cream. A bit of hard rock in there, psychedelia and the sort of pop underlays. It's all it's one of Cream's best known and most popular songs. And Cream bassist and vocalist Jack Bruce based it on a distinctive bass riff that he developed after attending a Jimi Hendrix concert. Guitarist Eric Clapton and lyricist Pete Brown later contributed to the song. And drummer Ginger Baker, he plays a distinctive tom-tom drum rhythm. It's all in there, isn't it? What a band. What a super band. 7 before 7, boys and girls. This is Shalimar. Night to Remember.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Jackson 5 and I Want You Back. Breakfast show time, we're just 1 minute away. Well, that's from the top of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And if you're with us this morning, a very good morning to you. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. The time is 1.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And it is the 28th of March, a Monday. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for today. Ukraine and Russia were preparing on Monday for the first face-to-face peace talks in more than 2 weeks, with Kiev insisting it would make no concessions on Ukraine's territorial integrity as battlefield momentum has shifted its favour. Ukrainian officials have played down the chances of a major breakthrough at the talks due to be held in Istanbul after Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan spoke to Russia's Vladimir Putin on Sunday. The Kremlin said that peace talks between Russia and Ukraine may get underway in Turkey Tuesday, and it was important that they would take place face-to-face after what is described as a lack of major progress in negotiations so far. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Tayyip Erdogan agreed in a telephone call on Sunday for Istanbul to host the talks, which Ankara hopes will lead to a ceasefire in Ukraine. Eurojust, Europe's agency for criminal justice cooperation, said on Monday that it would support a joint investigation team announced last week to probe allegations of war crimes in Ukraine following Russia's 24th of February invasion. Lithuania, Poland and Ukraine signed an agreement last week to set up a team to enable the exchange of information and investigation into suspected war crimes and crimes against humanity. The United Nations Security Council has expressed deep concern over a decision by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers to deny girls access to high school education and called on the group to reopen schools for female students without delay. The members of the Security Council reaffirmed the right to education for all Afghans, including girls, a statement from the United Nations on Sunday said. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a show of unity with Middle East allies in a rare Israeli-hosted summit on Monday, hoping to allay misgivings about an emerging Iranian nuclear deal and Washington's commitment to the region. The two-day desert retreat was further clouded by U.S.-Russia tensions over Ukraine, an Islamic State-linked attack in Israel, and health worries as Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett was diagnosed with COVID-19 after meeting Blinken. Reports suggest that North Korea's biggest missile test ever may not have been what it seemed, raising new questions over the secretive country's banned weapons program. North Korea said it had test-fired its new Hwasong-17 intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday, the first test of a missile that size since 2017. China's financial hub of Shanghai launched a two-stage lockdown of its 26 million residents on Monday, closing bridges and tunnels and restricting highway traffic in a scramble to contain surging COVID-19 cases. The snap lockdown, announced by Shanghai city government on Sunday, will split the city in two, roughly along the Huangpu River, for 9 days. This is to allow staggered testing. It's the biggest COVID-related disruption to hit the city. Russia's Justice Ministry said on Monday, German's Justice Ministry on Monday added German broadcaster Deutsche Welle to a list of media organizations it has labeled as foreign agents, a designation that requires outlets to publish a disclaimer on all its publications. Deutsche Welle's website was blocked by state communications regulator Roskomnadzor on early March. Russian's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday said that Russia's relations with China were at their strongest level ever, at a time when Western nations are seeking to isolate Moscow with unprecedented sanctions over Ukraine. Beijing has repeatedly voiced opposition to the sanctions, insisting it will maintain normal economic and trade exchanges with Russia, and has refused to condemn Moscow's actions in Ukraine. But the government is wary of Chinese companies running afoul of sanctions. And there is a piece about that as well in the business news, which we'll be looking at around about 7:30 this morning. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather as well. And music-wise, I tell you what, let's go to Xanadu. Let's have a vacation. Let's go somewhere different.
Thank you.
Listening to BBC Radio 2 over the weekend. That one was getting a lot of airplay. New Kids on the Block. Or as I like to now call them, Old Kids on the Block. Bring Back the Time featuring Salt and Pepper. And also, there's En Vogue on there as well, I found out yesterday. And not forgetting Rick Ashley, of course, who looks better than all of them. Time on the Breakfast Show, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's happy today. We're going to be looking at the weather in a few minutes' time. She says, nice cloudy day, not too bad as other days go. She says, nice and cloudy. Yes, she does like that. And also, she said, could you please play a record? It's from Blackman Turner Overdrive. Let It Ride is what it's called.
You can see the morning, but I can see the light.
There we go, what we're creating this morning, and that one from Bachman Turner Overdrive, Let It Ride. Oh, there's no end to the excitement, is there? We're 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather for today. Starting off over there in the Costa Riva in the province of Colón, 28 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature over there today, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, that's only at 33 degrees Celsius, which is not too bad. 82% is the relative humidity. Chance of rain during the course of this morning, this afternoon and tonight. Remember, Sid and Proc had given that warning about the cold front going to be here going right through till the 30th. Let's move over to West Panama. We've got 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 23 degrees the minimum, 36 degrees is the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, that's up there at 81%. Isolated showers during the course of the morning, few showers in the afternoon, and isolated showers again to tonight. Now, moving along the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, we've got 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity 82%. Seeing the relative humidity creeping up, aren't we, as it goes, with the rain, obviously. We've got isolated showers this morning, few showers in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. And if you're going out to the islands, or perhaps you're already out there, let's take a look out there in the Gulf of Panama. We're looking at 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity is back up into the 90s, 93%. Isolated showers this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight they're in for stormy rain. So there we go. There's your weather. Now let's take a look at maritime conditions, seeing if there's anything to worry about there. We're going to start looking at the tides for today, starting on the Pacific. High tide was at 12:14 this morning. That was 3.9 meter high tide. Low tide will be at 6, or was at 6:32. We've passed that. That was 0.7 of a meter. High tide again, 12:59 in the afternoon, a fraction before 1 o'clock. 4.02 meters. Last low tide, that's going to be at 7:07 tonight, and that'll be 0.82 of a meter. On the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 1:50 this morning, that was flat at 0. High tide will be at 8:51, and that'll be 0.34 of a meter. Low tide again, 4:14 in the afternoon, that'll be minus 0.09 of a meter. And the last high tide, 10:13 tonight, 0.12 of a meter. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Let's take a look at the conditions if you're going to be on the water. Looking at the Caribbean, good conditions, they say, today. Just 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. And in the afternoon, we still have good conditions. No advisory for you. 10 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, wind dropping a bit there, and waves at 3 feet. Moving over to the Pacific, we have a small craft advisory for you this morning. Why, you might well ask. Well, 35 to 40 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northeast during the course of the morning. Waves are going to be at they're going to be a wet 3 feet. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory is still in force. No change, 35 to 40 kilometre an hour winds from the north-northeast and 3 foot waves. So there we go. There's your weather for this Monday morning. Sorry, nothing I can do about it. These two have something slightly in common.
Your mom.
ago, I said those two had something in common. Cameo was the first one, and Word Up, and that was followed by Wanted and Let's Get Ugly. And what did they have in common? Well, in actual fact, they both had sampling from The Good, Bad and the Ugly, the theme from The Good, Bad and the Ugly. Time on The Breakfast Show, exactly 7:30.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening, boys and girls, to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Just joined us. A very good morning to you. We're just making our way to 27 minutes before 8 o'clock, and it is the 28th of March, Monday. Right, let's look at some of the business news for this morning. Oil prices that slid on Monday as a coronavirus lockdown in Shanghai fueled worries about weak demand, while the yen's stomach-churning descent continued as the Bank of Japan stood in the way of higher yields. World stocks were largely flat, holding their ground in the face of another brutal sell-off in major bond markets. 10-year U.S. Treasury yields pushed decisively above the 2.5% marker for the first time since 2019. 2-year bond yields in the Netherlands and Belgium turned positive for the first time since 2014, and even Japanese yields defied central bank intervention to hit fresh 6-year highs. The other eye-popping move came from the yen, which slid almost 1.5%. China's financial hub of 26 million people, meanwhile, told all firms to suspend manufacturing or have people work remotely in a 2-stage lockdown over 9 days. Brent crude futures slid as low as $115.32 a barrel and were trading down $4.53 or 3.7% at $116.12 at 9:43 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures hit a low of $108.28 a barrel and were down $4.55 or 3.9% at $109.35. Although Chinese blue chips shed 0.6% and Japan's Nikkei lost 0.7% and U.S. stock futures eased, weaker oil prices cheered European shares, which were broadly firmer. MSCI's World Stock Index was flat, resilient in the face of radically more hawkish Federal Reserve and surging bond yields. 30 of the world's largest financial institutions are undermining their commitment to cut carbon emissions by lobbying against climate regulation and by funding new fossil fuel projects, according to a report published on Friday. The report from London-based energy and climate think tank Influence Map found that all 30 institutions are members of industry associations that have consistently lobbied to weaken key sustainable finance policies in the European Union, Britain, and in the United States. British bank Barclays disclosed on Monday an estimated £450 million, that's around about $592 million, loss on mishandled structured product sales, and said this meant it would now delay a share buyback. The lender said it offered and sold nearly twice as many affected securities over a period of about a year as it was registered to sell in the United States, overshooting its $20.8 billion limit by $15.2 billion. The United States is done sitting on its hands and will more actively pressure China, the world's second largest economy, to change trade practices that Washington believes distort the market, top U.S. trade negotiator Catherine Tai said. Well, Tai, a trade lawyer and former congressional staffer appointed by President Joe Biden, inherited difficult talks with Beijing over a Phase 1 trade deal negotiated by former President Donald Trump. Bayer AG reached an $80 million settlement with Ohio to resolve environmental damage allegedly caused by polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, made by the company's Monsanto business, the state attorney general said on Thursday. The funds from the German company, which did not admit liability, will be used for environmental cleanup, the attorney general has said. Dutch brewing giant Heineken said on Monday it has decided to exit its business in Russia at an expected cost of €400 million, around about $438 million, after previously saying it would only halt new investment and exports to the country. The company joins a raft of Western brands shuttering businesses in Russia following its invasion of Ukraine, with Heineken's move likely to dial up pressure on Danish rival Carlsberg, the owner of Russia's biggest brewer, Baltika. And we mentioned earlier on in the news how the Russians, Lavrov, said that the Chinese relationships were never better and stronger. Well, China's state-run Sinopec Group has suspended talks for a major petrochemical investment and gas marketing venture in Russia. Sources told Reuters, heeding a government call for caution as sanctions mount over the invasion of Ukraine. The move by Asia's biggest oil refiner to hit the brakes on a potentially $500 million investment in a gas chemical plant and a venture to market Russian gas in China highlights the risks, even to Russia's most important diplomatic partner, of unexpectedly heavy Western-led sanctions. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the international business news for you. And that's today, Monday, the 28th of March. And the time is 21 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. fond of that one from Jessica Ware, or Jessie Ware. Spotlight is what it's called. Here's a good quote for you for today. Do not dwell on the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. Who said that? It was Buddha. Good advice. It's not so easy though, is it really? Not for me. 17 before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Yola on the Breakfast Show. Dancing away in tears.
Jerry D.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's it. That's the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Moving on to what we've got coming up for you later on today. It is, it is Monday. Normally it's you, me, and the music, but we do have a special guest in the last hour today. That is, we've got George Scribner coming in to chat with us. Return visit. Lovely to have him with us. He joins us when he can, when he's in the city. He's got an event coming up, which he's going to be telling us all about as well. And because he does a lot of the paintings of the Panama Canal, and especially when it was during construction, he did a lot of paintings for that. So George will be with us. That's going to be in the last hour of this morning's program. We're also going to be checking in, of course, with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. That's still to come. Plenty of great music going right through. Until when? That's going right through until 10 o'clock this morning, of course.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I
sympathy. I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
Going back to 1966 with that one, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And that was by The Temptations for Motown Records. That was Gordy's label, produced by Norman Whitfield, written by Whitfield as well, together with Edward Holland Jr. Peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for them, and was number one hit on the Billboard R&B charts for 8 non-consecutive weeks. Song success, by the way, in the wake of the relative underperformance of the previous Temptation single, Get Ready, resulted in Norman Whitfield replacing Smokey Robinson, producer of Get Ready, as the Temptations' main producer in 2004. So there we go. That's it. Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. What is this? Stars from Simply Red. As soon as I said that, the sun came out.
Stay a minute, can't you see that I
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Fleetwood Mac and Love Shines, and that's just about brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors! Best car service around Panama! WhatsApp them at 6431-0419 Valley Motors.
Valley Motors. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
Even though your folks hate me,
There's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Started off there back in 1964 when I'll Find Another You was released by The Seekers, by the way, who were formed in Melbourne in Australia, the only sort of Australian band at that time to garner success in the United Kingdom and in the United States. That song, I'll Never Find Another You, well, that got to number one in the United Kingdom. That was in February of 1965, and it was The Seekers' first UK-released single, and was the second best-selling of 1965 songs in the United Kingdom. Also popular in the United States, peaked at number four on the pop charts, and number two on the Easy Listening chart. That's on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and that was followed on in 4 years' time. And that was Turtles, and they were singing about Eleanor, let's say 1968, included on their album, The Turtles Present the Battle of the Bands. And it was written by Howard Kalin, and its writing was also co-credited to all five members of the band as well. And it was a bit of a satire, really, of their biggest pop hit, Happy Together. Yeah, you see, there is some logic on the programme. Which reminds me, Renee asked if we could play Supertramps. Logical song. Makes sense, doesn't it?
But then they sent me away, teach me how to be sensible. good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Oh, Monday morning always means that there's been some kind of activity on the weekend. Well, I drove into the city Friday so that I could do this commercial shoot in the city on Saturday. And I got a phone call from the cook Friday night in a panic. Oh, my God. The Nispero tree has fallen onto the house and broken through the bathroom. I'm looking at it right now. There is a very large Nispero tree laying on its side, its arms poking through the bathroom roof. It's torn up some stuff. And, of course, last night it had to rain. And now here's the best part. While I understand nature and I understand El Valle, what I don't understand is house insurance. So the call was made on Friday night to have the house insurance people know that there has been a damage. And saying, okay, they said, don't touch anything until an adjuster can come and look at it. Well, guess what? It's raining, and when it rains, it means it's raining into my bathroom. It's raining into the, all I could do is, like, cover things on the inside. I can't cut the tree down. I can't put a tarp on the house. I can't clean up the mess on the floor. What a nightmare. Anybody got palanca with us? Por favor, give me a call. Because I need to get somebody here today. It's starting. It's rainy. And it's going to rain some more. So when I got home yesterday, I had to start tying up some blue tarp to try to protect what we can so it didn't rain. Not only in all of the things that are in the bathroom, all over the floor, but try to direct the water so it won't, you know, like make a swimming pool in my house. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you never know. This is the country life. I'm sorry I lost this Nispero tree. She was a beautiful tree. She had some great fruit. I used to see when the fruit would come down, then the toucans would come over. I've seen 20 toucans in that tree. And now she's laying on the side of the ground. I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to replace her? It's sad. She's beautiful. But no one was hurt in the filming of this process. And no animals were hurt. But one of the interesting things is my dear friend, the cook, she took a picture of one cat inside looking up through the hole, and the other cat was standing on the roof looking down through the hole. Oh, Jerry, I'll send you a picture. It was hysterical. Everything is fine. We're just waiting, waiting, waiting. And it looks like it's going to rain some more today. So who knows? Who knows? I hope to have better updates for you. All right. Hey, and congratulations. No more masks. No more masks. All right, back to you in the studio.
Oh, dear. Sorry to hear about that, Ingrid. Ingrid's got a hole. We'll fix it. With the help of the Beatles.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. And it really doesn't matter.
That is Mary Hopkins there, and Goodbye, following on from, the Beatles helping to fix the hole in Ingrid's room. Oh, well, when it's done, you can always paint it black. According to the Rolling Stones, at any rate. 29 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. There we go, yes, off of the 1966 album. That was the Rolling Stones there, and Paint It Black. A product of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards' songwriting partnership, an up-tempo song, of course, with Indian, Middle Eastern and Eastern European influences in there as well, and features lyrics about grief and loss. It was London Records who released the song. It was a single. On the 7th of May 1966 in the United States, Decca Records, they released it on a different date. It was on the 13th of May. Right, now let's take a look and see what we got here. Tell you what, on this day, let's go to the year 1970. It was on this day in 1970 that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released this. Woodstock.
Tell me, where are you going? are scars of the golden. We are thin.
There we go. That's Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. And Woodstock, those were the days, you know. By the way, talking of David Crosby, if we go forward to the year 1982 in Los Angeles, David Crosby was arrested for possession of quaaludes and drug paraphernalia, driving under the influence of cocaine and carrying a concealed 45 caliber pistol. Is that all? Let's go forward 4 years. 1986, more than 6,000 radio stations of all formats, format varieties, they played simultaneously at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, considering we're not going to be on the air at 10:15, I thought I'd play it now. What were they all playing? 6,000 radio stations all at the same time. They were playing this. We are the world.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day that the moment somewhere will soon make a change.
We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are
There we go, that's it. We are the world. It, as I said, it was sent out, was played on more than 6,000 radio stations of all different format varieties, and it was all done simultaneously at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that was in 1986. 6,000 radio stations. Almost as many as we've got here in Panama. I tell you what, it's time to say good morning to Yasmin. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, you always say that. So depressing. Good morning, Yas. How was your weekend?
Oh, very good. Normal.
That's it?
Nothing new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, speak to you tomorrow. yesterday afternoon we were invited to lunch by family friends. All part of the same family. And, gosh, you said it was, because it was like a Chinese lunch. All home cooked. I don't know how they did it. It was enough food to feed an army.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. Oh, lovely it was, too.
That's nice.
It was very nice. Mm. So, yeah, big thank you to them. It was lovely. Apart from that, not much really over the weekend. Went and met with my friends, as usual, on Saturday lunchtime. And that was it. That's the weekend gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you're not going to believe this. See, you know, I've got my. I think I can put this on my. I keep forgetting the name of this calendar. Senior Moments calendar. Because this is what happened. You see, I woke up and I looked at the alarm clock, and it said 5:15. I said, "Oh my God, the alarm hasn't got off." So I got up and I grabbed my clothes, crept off into the bathroom as I do at 5 o'clock in the morning, leaving the good lady to sleep. And I got in the bathroom and I thought, hang on, it happened to be 5:15 on Saturday morning.
Oh, God.
And I said, right, okay. So tiptoe back into the bedroom, put my clothes. I was convinced it was Friday.
But could you go back to sleep when you do something?
Oh, yeah. When I do something stupid, I can sleep.
Yes.
No, I did actually. I wondered if I would get.
Do that.
No, I wondered if I could get back to sleep because sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't. But I did. I got back in. Thought, oh, this is nice. Went back off to sleep, which is good. And eventually got up. I think around about 8:30. So yeah, but you know, I was convinced that the alarm hadn't gone off, and it was only nice. I got in the bath and thought, I did Friday yesterday. No need to do it again. Don't get old, Yaz. Honestly, it's very confusing when you get old.
That's funny.
So, so that was the excitement of my weekend, really, I suppose. And I went and bought myself a new tablet because I had one before, but it was sort of rather underpowered for what I needed. And I found, believe it or not, our friends at Xiaomi. When you I did a little bit of homework before, and got a very good write-up. It's really, really good, and not badly priced either. So yeah, that was exciting.
That's good. And yeah, now I remember we went to Los Pueblos.
Oh, now you remember.
On Saturday.
Hang on. Now you remember you went to Los Pueblos. Okay. It's rubbing off, isn't it? Yes, really.
Yes. But do you know what? I was surprised. It was crowded everywhere. All the shops were crowded, and you can see the lines to pay.
Really?
I was like, where do they find money?
It's not payday, is it?
Exactly.
No.
That was crazy.
Oh,
so
wow.
we had to leave soon because, well, you know.
Too many people.
Too many people, yeah.
And, yes, as of course Ingrid mentioned, today we don't have to wear our masks outside.
Oh yeah.
That's super cool.
No, I don't like it. I will keep my mask in my pocket.
Yeah, well, I shall always carry one around with me because some of the shops will insist probably that you have to wear one.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you never know when somebody's coming to talk to you or ask you something, so you need to wear a mask anyways.
You're very, very sort of protective, aren't you?
Yes. That's why I never got COVID.
Early days. No, I mean, the numbers have come right down. Only 2,500 people now in cases, which is very good. So anyway, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly.
All right, yes. So what are we doing to? Oh, we're going over to Pool FM, aren't we?
Oh yes, I do something fun.
Fun?
Yes.
Having my video done is not fun.
We are getting ready for anniversary.
Yes, we're getting ready for our anniversary. When is it?
In April.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think it's around about the first week, I think, in April, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes. 12 years.
Yes.
We need a medal. Okay, so apart from that, anything else planned for today?
No.
Okay. No, I think that'll be enough, don't you? Mm-hmm. Enough excitement. Oh, and I'll tell you what, my next piece of music is a song which everybody probably knows. It's called Shadow of Your Smile. Mm-hmm. It's been made by many, 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 many people. But it was from a movie in 1965. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people can tell us what the name of the movie is. Mm-hmm. But here's the song.
Okay.
Shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Shadow of your smile,
a wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I.
Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow.
There we go. Do you know, Yaz? Do you know which one, which movie that is?
No. Sorry.
No, no. I'm sure old people would know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have done, because I've got it written down, so I know. It came from a movie called, in fact, it's the love theme from The Sandpiper. And that was a 1965 movie. Mm. And so there we go. That's it.
But do you remember the movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I remember hearing of it, but mm-hmm. I don't remember having ever seen it. So
okay.
There we go. That was an old people's question. Here on The Breakfast Show, you're listening to us. We're just 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Crystal Waters taking us there. 100% pure love. Doesn't come from any movie, as I know.
Just be aware that
That's Crystal Waters, 100% Pure Love. Or Round and Round and Up Again, or whatever it goes on like that. Great song. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the fifth floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Let me say the same, baby.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Started off with Tina Turner, and following on there, that is Aerosmith, and amazing. Let's Stay Together, by the way, was the one from Tina Turner, You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Still to come, all being well, on the program, we've got George Scribner coming in to chat to us. He's artist extraordinaire. He's going to be talking about an event he's got coming up. And also, when he's here, he normally does some amazing workshops as well. So that's still to come on this morning's program. This is the Youngbloods, and let's get together.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Blow the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here turns for us at last, we are but a moment of light fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh,
adivido. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, adivido. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, adivido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, adivido. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, adivido. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo. You, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Bucharest is what it's called, and it comes from a gentleman called George Ezra. Look, I didn't realize it this, but we've got another George with us. That's a little bit efficient. It's not like us. Good morning, George. George Krubner's back with us today.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's lovely to have you. As an artist...
Right, right.
Because, you know, we get a lot of musicians coming through here as well. How did the pandemic affect you? Did it give you sort of inspiration while you were sort of going through the pandemic and you couldn't get around so much? And
you know, it actually worked out in some ways almost perfectly because it gave me a bracket of time to generate the amount of work I needed to generate for this show that's coming up here. So we had started planning this 2 years ago. The pandemic arrives. Bueno, qué rico. I now have time. We delayed it a year to generate the amount of artwork I needed to generate for this show. So you
became a factory.
I became a factory. A lot of cappuccino, a cappuccino IV kit.
Right, yeah, the whole thing, yeah, yeah.
Todo arreglado, así que bueno. It worked out perfectly. I knew other artists whose classes had to be canceled.
But it hurt
a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got this event coming up. It's at the Museum del Canal in Casco, 5th of May. And you've got some great new paintings because you sent us some pictures of some of them. How long does it take you to do one painting, let's say?
I would say on average a couple weeks.
Okay.
The process is I generally work on 3 or 4 paintings at once, letting one dry while I'm applying layers onto another one, giving yourself some distance so you can look at it again and go, oh, you know what, this still is king or something. So I'd say the big ones, the 4-foot ones by 2 feet, 20 by 48, they're a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On average. And you have to let them dry because, let's say, you're applying rigging. Well, you don't want to put rigging on wet paint.
No.
It's got to set.
So you've got them all in a long line.
Right. I wish. Yeah. My studio is about this big. You can't see this, but I'm holding up an inch finger here.
Yeah.
I have to put them in my living room in Los Angeles. All right. And then I ask my wife, all right, what's working? What isn't working? Let's work on this one. Esto no sirve. This one is in the garbage. I'm going to redo this one. So.
And, of course, apart from all this, you're saying you're still a consultant for Disney.
Correct.
And do you get much work from them these days? I mean, what's happening with Disney?
The pandemic affected the parks. It affected our business big time. And a couple things I was working on were put on hold, and they've since been resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
But
we
were affected by it. I mean, thankfully, Disney was into streaming, so they were able to generate funds.
Yeah. A big upset in a way at the Oscars yesterday with our friends at Apple getting the streaming movie award. And Netflix have been, we were chatting with this with Andreas last week when he's in, we sort of look at the movies, and he said that would be a big hit for Netflix if they didn't get, because they're churning these movies out.
They're busy. I know a lot of people who are working for Netflix. They are a big employer locally in Los Angeles.
So
that's a big deal.
So, are you? I would imagine you're a big Apple fan, are you?
Yeah, I've been using Macs my whole life. I mean, when the digital sort of revolution came in the mid-80s, I went from traditional, for example, animating on paper to animating on an iPad using all these great apps that are now available for artists on these tablets. Yeah, I've been a big Apple fan. They just nail the process for artists, the simplest interface to be able to get in digitally.
And so you work on an iPad?
I work on an iPad.
And how does it, because you're a brush and paint man. You're an animator as well, of course.
I'm an animator.
So I guess you have to be aware of the technology.
You just have to stay abreast of what's changing. I always had great teachers, and I always took the attitude you never really stopped learning. And
no, absolutely.
iPad came along with the pencil, and I had been spending years working on different tablets and stuff. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the biggest transition for me, but as a painter, to be able to work out paintings, maybe you've seen some of my posts, I'll do them on an iPad before Canvas. It saves me a ton of time. I'm trying to imagine what the tool would have been like in Rembrandt's hand, like, oh, man, suave, mira esto, wow, mira lo que puedo pintar con el iPad. That's Rembrandt in Spanish, but a bad Rembrandt in Spanish, a very bad Rembrandt.
Don't worry, he can't hear you.
Yeah, well, maybe his descendants are like, hey, ¿qué pasó?
No, that's interesting. It's interesting because the surface is very different.
You know, correct.
I have got myself one of these because I deal with a lot of paper in here.
That's right.
And this is what they call a Remarkable 2. And a lot of people draw and sketch on this because it's only black and white. But for me as a tool, this is because I use a lot of paper. I don't use any paper in the studio anymore. I just use this. And I've been using that program. I think it's great. But there are people actually sketch on that. And they say it feels like paper to work with.
The companies have done a really good job of adding either third parties. They add a very thin film.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Paper Light, I think, is one of the companies. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly use it. I don't really need it, but it adds tooth to the surface of the pencil. Mm-hmm. They love it. They absolutely love it.
You can't do it. But isn't technology great?
It's unbelievable. You know? It really, as an artist, to be able to have this technology. I worked on a project directing for a company in Vancouver. I directed from Los Angeles. The art director was in Mumbai. The animation was being done in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And I was directing using JPEGs and movies and all on my iPad.
Incredible.
I would rough out over people's poses. And
yeah.
Good Spanish. Milagro. Es un milagro. Disculpe. Wow.
But the thing, I mean, you know, it's the same as this. I mean, you can see the pictures up there, when I started working on radio back in sort of 68, 69, and it was all Tamberg reel-to-reel decks.
Yeah.
It was Thorin's beautiful Thorin's transcription turntables and that. and Now, of course, you know, it's a little bit like you were saying with the artist side. I mean, everything is digital. All my music is digital.
I majored in film. We were working in 16mm film, mm-hmm. Super 8 film.
Yeah.
Graduated here when I did commercials here at 16. And again, in the mid-80s, everything ported over digitally. Mm-hmm. Gracias a Dios, because it has made my life as an editor and filmmaker, because I do both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The tool is it's extraordinary with the tools.
Well, I was watching something on TV the other day, and it was about the making of the movie Dune. And it was they were talking about how they did the sand dunes and the sand, and how they had to do the sand effect when the worms were coming through. It was absolutely mind blowing. But of course, none of it is real. It's all created. And you know, they talk about artificial intelligence. They talk about now it's the metaverse. Are you sort of getting into the metaverse thing? Because things happen too quickly for me. You know?
I'm not completely sure I get the metaverse.
I'm
going to have a copy in about an hour and think about it. But no sé, estoy perdido.
But it's a sort of, you know, where you go into a virtual reality world. It's around like sort of Second Life many, many years ago, but you actually go into it. And I'm thinking, you know, but everything is escaping from reality. You know.
Well, I remember reading an article in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, and this columnist wrote that we're already sort of partially in it. The amount of time people spend on phones, you're living in that world.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't that big of a... I'm not saying I completely understand it, but I sort of got what he was getting at. That I hope not.
You'll be in your phone as opposed
to... Pobrecito. I don't want to go there.
Now, listen, let's get back to your exhibition, which is coming up. Let me ask you, because I know you do it a lot of the times when you're here, and this is, by the way, remember, this is in May, boys and girls, beginning of May. Will you be doing any workshops while you're here?
Yes.
The
plan is to combine the exposition with classes and painting workshops, animation workshops through the Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be part of a larger sort of endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
I will donate my time to the Museo as a way of giving them thanks. I mean, it's good for them, it's good for me. And I'll be doing classes from the Museo in animation and painting classes.
Oh, even better.
Mm-hmm. Like that. For local students, free of charge. And or I don't know what the model will do, but no.
Should have done the locks, give them a great big paintbrush and say, paint that shit.
Did I tell you that story? I showed up once at Miraflores Lux a pintar.
Uh-huh.
I usually paint on the center wall.
Right.
I do small studies, 8x10, with oils and stuff. And I showed up once, equipaje all set up, and the security guard looks at me, pero hey, ¿dónde está tu brocha? ¿Dónde está tu roller? It's like, no. Y el otro seguridad, the other guy's like, no, me tu... I can't say it, but it's like, no, me está aquí para pintar anyway.
So, don't worry, the first guard is already a politician by now.
He probably is. I had a good laugh over it. Like,
So the exhibition is going to be on now. How many pictures are you putting on altogether? Let's talk a little bit about the works that you've done for the
17 will be paintings that I did between 2007 and 2016 of the construction of the Panama Canal expansion. I was the first painter assigned to it. Pitched them the idea. And the other 52 will be original paintings of Panama, scenes of Panama, the Panama Canal, and the Ampliación, the Panama Canal expansion. You can see the paintings that will be on display on my website, scribnerart.com. Mm-hmm. There's a link to the Museo del Canal. For those who are interested, it's for a good cause. I'm donating my time to the Museo and donating my time doing classes. I did a class here a year ago and donated all the funds to the... I think I was on the show with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that's funny enough. I mean, all the pictures that you sent to look through... It's funny. I don't even really know why. There's one picture that you sent in, which just sort of took my attention. It's the guy going around spraying.
The oil workers and these guys, West Indians during the canal, spraying on any body of open water to keep mosquitoes from breeding. It was kind of poignant painting it. I have to admit, it was a... You know what? How much work was devoted to the Panama Canal on the part of the black workforce? I set out to paint a couple of paintings of the Indians to give them their due as well.
Absolutely. And I sort of love that picture.
But thank you.
You can see it's sort of going around. It's so sort of natural. Now, Tell me how you describe your painting style, because it is unique. It's not what I would call sort of very detailed.
Right.
But you get this amazing effect with your brushwork and with your lighting. The lighting is incredible.
Oh, well, thanks. I look for scenes that have strong light and shadow patterns. Mm-hmm. It'll just add so much to the graphic. I work suggestively. I had a great teacher in Los Angeles who argued, let the viewer finish the painting. You don't need to explain
everything.
Absolutely,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a conversation. A lot of conversation is subtext, and it's the same with a painting. Focus on the center of interest, in this case, the gentleman with the oil can, and let the rest be suggestive.
You know, I remember going to, it was in Venice. I think it's Guggenheim. Guggenheim, is it? And they had this huge Jackson Pollock. And you're saying, let the person decide who is viewing. This was called Circumcision. This was the name of the thing. I'm sorry, but I couldn't see one willy in the whole thing. You know, I mean, I looked.
You just weren't looking closely. I saw a million of them, so maybe I need to see somebody. No, I'm kidding. I did not see him.
Well, I don't want to know. But, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but I can't grasp his work.
It's a very different style of painting. It's very graphic. I don't completely understand it. You know? My style is let the viewer finish the painting.
No,
the idea.
I can see your subject. I mean, this is the thing. But this is where I get confused, when does a piece of art become something which is... what makes that particular work a piece of art and that particular one? Because there's a word very, very similar to Pollock. There weren't any of those either.
I don't have the answer. I remember taking an art appreciation class when I was in college in Boston University, and the teacher argued that you must judge a piece of art by the intent of the art. However, that's a luxury if you don't have the artist.
Well, exactly, yes.
Piece of work. So I try to be as generous as I can.
In other words, guess it, you know.
Guess it, or it strikes you. Look, I was at MoMA in New York, downtown New York City, and there were three blank canvases. And I'm like, hey, ¿qué pasó? I've struggled 20 años to get where I've gotten. Vete aquí con cuadro blanco. Sálvame.
It's like the exhibition many, many years ago, and I think it was the Tate Modern in London. And it was just two rows of bricks. And this was, this was the bee's knees, you know.
Yeah.
And they didn't even use any cement. I mean.
Is it a prison? Does a brick represent a VW? No sé, estoy perdido. We have this conversation all the time.
Well, you know, they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
True.
You know, if we all had the same, you know, if we all were exactly the same, everybody would like us, you know.
I try and keep an open mind and divine the intent. And
Who would your favorite artist be? Who would be the artist that perhaps sort of you said, oh, yes, I want to be like him?
I said Singer Sargent.
Okay. Yeah.
Extraordinary draftsman, could paint anything, was quick, great use of values. Yeah, there's a million of them, but if I had to pick one, Jerry, el número uno, que cuenta.
Right.
He gets the prize.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a quick piece of music, and we're going to listen to that. Then we'll be back with George Shripner in a moment.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're
There we go. That is If a Picture Paints a Thousand Words. But it's just called If from Bread. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 10 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10. So that means I've got around about 5-6 minutes to go. My guest with me right now is George Scribner. He is an artist extraordinaire. He's got, just to remind you, he's got this event coming up in May, beginning of May, 5th of May.
Correct.
And that's going to be... How long is it actually going to be running for the exhibition, George?
The run is 3 months.
So okay.
Through August. And it's a huge honor to be in the Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to do this for years and years, and suggested this to them almost 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yes, we love your work, and we also love the idea that you can draw, you can animate, you can also talk mm-hmm. to students, because mm-hmm. I do mm-hmm. a lot of presentations at Disney. I've just had a lot of practice doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for 3 months. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, wonderful. Anyway. Well, that's excellent. And now, I think we also said that the pictures will be for sale, correct?
Correct. They'll okay. be for sale afterwards, not through the museo, obviously.
Yeah, otherwise, it's in a couple of days, there'll be nothing to look at.
See, a little bit. Anything, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for $10 each, they're worth it.
Oh, boy.
Me.
And you get 4 for $20, so now's the time to get in there. Así que aprovecha. Ganga, ganga.
What have you got planned for the future, George? You're saying Disney sort of getting back up on the move. What sort of work are you doing for Disney?
I do animation work for them.
You still work at
Image Project Store. For example, I got a call from a small company in Orlando that does work for Disney. They want to work on a environment for a hospital. How do we make the entrance more appealing using the feel of Disney, mm-hmm. for example?
Okay.
And given my experience and the amount of time I've been with the company, I can provide them with story ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
thought of this. Maybe mm-hmm. backgrounds from some of the early movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if there's animation involved, I'll direct the animation.
Is it a children's hospital?
Yes, I believe it is.
So it can be themed.
Correct.
Oh, wonderful.
Without making it garish or...
No. But I mean...
Very subtle.
For the kids?
So that there's
make them feel at home.
Yes, to bring down the level of anxiety. Mm-hmm. You bring a child into any one of us. You know, you want a comfort, choice of colors,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the mood, set a kind of a mood. So,
oh, wonderful.
So mm-hmm. it's kind of cool, the different things that I'll touch.
Do you work at all on any of the movies? The animated movies now?
At this point, no. I'm retired and work pretty much as a consultant
mm-hmm.
with Walt Disney Imagineering, which
mm-hmm.
designs the theme parks
in
Tokyo and Paris. And I also do portrait work.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a couple of portraits for the company, Walt Disney Imagineering, a former president, chairman who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was an honor to be asked to do that. And I just get, I'm able to do portraits, and I'm a really funny guy. I'm so funny. I'm a funny guy, so I'll be called in on gag sessions. How do we make this more entertaining?
Really?
Who knew? I know. You listen to me.
If I'd known, we could have been funny.
Sure, we could have been a lot funnier in the last 10 minutes. I'm so sorry.
Every time I see this, something new comes out. So are you doing stand-up comedy at all, by any chance?
In my own weird way on an iPad, so yes.
I
come up with gags on an iPad, so...
Did you watch the Oscars? Are you an Oscar follower?
No, not really.
I'm one of these people. We talk movies every week with Andreas, and we say, well, you've got so many of these award things, and they're just for people in the industry, by the industry in most cases. And
streaming has changed the landscape.
Netflix won't be happy today.
Then my little birthday card, but if I would feel better, hope you feel better.
Send them an apple.
Here, feel better. Calmate. El año que viene, you'll win.
See, we can be funny if we try. Any sort of more painting ideas coming up that you want to? I mean, I know you've done this lot. You probably want to sit back and. Do you paint, by the way, do you decorate the house at all as well?
No, I don't.
No, you normally find out most people are artists, they don't do the house.
No. I have no voice in whatever is done. It's my wife's fantastic taste. Gracias a Dios. I have no interest. I'm also doing paintings for the Disney Cruise Line. So I painted several scenes of the construction. We're
mm-hmm.
building a couple of new ships in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished three pretty large mm-hmm. paintings mm-hmm. of the construction.
This is not the outside of the ship, but the...
Not the outside, on the roller and the brochures.
No.
It's a long story. I'll have to ask Jerry later. No, this is actual seeds. They're on my site. Did I post them? I think I did post them. ScribnerArt.com.
Yeah, so go and check it out, ScribnerArt.com. George, it's great to see you. We're just sort of running out of time. And so when you come back in May, you'll come and see us.
Yes, I will. I will be back at the beginning of May to set up the show. And
wonderful.
I'll stop by.
And thank you so much for coming in. You're
always
welcome here anytime. Always lovely to see you, George.
Thank you.
George Scribner with us this morning, and we'll be keeping you updated on that, reminding you as well about that exhibition coming up in the beginning of May. And that's, just about brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. I'm going to go off and I got to do... Hey, Gasmin. Yeah, we got to do a video this morning, right?
Oh, yes.
We're going over to Cool FM.
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need makeup?
No.
Okay. just checking.
Está muy guapo. No, he doesn't need makeup. Muy, muy guapo.
Anyway, thanks, Jess. We'll be back. Well, I'll see you in a minute. We've got to go over the road, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So big thanks big thanks to George. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, my IT, social media, you name it. I just play the music. To Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. Tree fell on her house over the weekend. Oh, so sorry to hear about that. And but it's not too bad. It's only the bathroom. You can always go outside. A big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK, the boys and girls at Cooper Grant, who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. What do we do on Tuesdays? We go cooking with our feisty foodie, Sarah Solomon. So whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully. Remember, what I want to be doing, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.